It has been kind of fun this week to get to know, we already know him, but to kind of talk to the Eddie Award nominees. The Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce took nominations and got a ton of them, as I understand, plenty to go around for next year's Eddie Award nominees. But first time around, and Radio First is, we haven't really talked much about this, but in the Fort Award, which is the Small Business Award category, Radio First is an award finalist. And so we have the general manager of Radio First, Scott Shigley, with us. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for walking all the way down the hall to be with us.
It was a long way to go.
This is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is. You know, I was actually pleasantly... I didn't nominate us, just
okay.
So you know. So
yeah.
But no, you know, we've talked about the awards. Keeley Baraboo has really chaired that group to put this thing together. And wanted to, you know, figure out a way where we could, you know, highlight some of the businesses in our community. And she, you know, they got almost 100 nominations, you know, for the event. And we were actually fortunate enough, somebody thought enough of us to, you know, to nominate us, you know, in that category. And it's really, I mean, what an honor, right? I mean, it's great. We love being a part of this community, but, you know, to be recognized by, you know, other people in town and that think that we're kind of doing things the right way, it means a lot to me. I was very, very humbled by it, especially, you know, the other two folks, two businesses that are in our category, you know, A Little Something and Stuart Beauvais and Whipple. I mean, yeah. These are some good, you know, some good organizations, do some really great things in our community. You know, I'm happy to go tonight, and it's going to be a really great time to celebrate businesses in our town.
Well, and that's what it's all about, is a nice way to illustrate some of the success stories that we have here. And it really is kind of a good time economically in St. Clair County, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, right now, I actually just had the opportunity to meet with the new marketing director from SC4, Kristen Copenhaver, who is a terrific person and has come back to our community. You know, she's originally from here, but has worked at some really... some institutions that were moving in the right direction, and the opportunity for her to kind of come back and be a part of, you know, the continued growth of SC4 and really looking at the great things that they have on the horizon. I mean, they've got an important millage coming up that, you know, I hope people will take a good look at and help, you know, continue the momentum there. But, you know, you walk downtown and you see the student housing development that they have going on there. It's very exciting, and I think it's almost full. You know, going into next year. But, you know, Dr. Snyder has done a terrific job of really, you know, kind of getting things around there. And that's just one more example of, you know, we've talked about the Harrington Inn, we've talked about the St. Clair Inn, we've talked about, you know, just the significant investments that are going on in our community. And that's just another one of them. And I was super excited to actually get a chance to meet her you know, just one more new person that's highly capable and really excited about the things that are going on in this community.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. We just got to keep that momentum moving forward. We can't take a step back at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the thing that I enjoy the most is that, you know, we were at the, I had an opportunity to go to the event with Jeff Katofsky the other night when he was talking about the Harrington Inn. And, you know, there are so many people in this community. It's always nice to be able to pat people on the back and you know, for things that they're doing really well. But I think that there's an understanding amongst the stakeholders in our county and in our communities where no one's really looking for the credit. I mean, what you're looking for is you know, we've got a lot of people that I'm just going to call doers, you know. And I mean, we talked about Blue Water Festival a little bit earlier this week, you know. James Freed has surrounded himself with some people that are really capable people that aren't talkers. They're doers. Nancy Windsor, she's a doer. Natalie Watson at the DDA downtown, I mean, she's a doer. And we're very, very lucky to be able to, you know, have people that, we want to have great ideas and we want to talk about things that we'd love to see happen. But it also takes courage and, you know, some backing to do some of these things. And we also have community partners, you know, that, like, you're going to see some of the people that we're going to be working with, you know, in these concerts that we're putting on, that have stepped up and said, yep, we're a part of this and we're going to help, you know, try and make these things, make it so that we can not just do them this year, but do them going down the road as well. So yeah, so tonight, the Eddies, I think is just going to be another one of those times where, you know, we'll be able to get together. And I will tell you the other thing, a lot of them is a lot of strategies and, you know, ideas and things that other businesses have in mind. You know, when you go to some of these events, it gives you the opportunity to really, you know, find out what challenges and opportunities are there for other businesses in our community. And I look forward to those nights. You know, it's not a place where, you know, you're not talking a ton of business, but you do get an understanding of, okay, these are the things that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot going on. It's that combination, I think, of the doers that you talk about, the people that do stuff here that contribute to our local economy, and the outside investors like Jeff Katowski, who has a vision and looks at Port here and says, can't believe you guys haven't capitalized on all this already. Let me add it.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Jeff, I had an opportunity yesterday. I think you had Bill Graytap in here a little earlier, and I was with Bill and Jeff Bohm yesterday. Got a chance to walk around. I hadn't actually had a chance to walk through the St. Clair Insight. And yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes what happens is that, you know, when you have people that come in from outside the market and put such a significant investment into something that's going on, I think the first thing, you know, they may see is they're like, oh my gosh, you know, there's so much more potential that can happen. And that is in fact true. But you also, I wish, you know, you could put them in a time capsule and bring them back here 4 or 5 years. And I think that it would actually encourage them even that much more, because they would see the investment of the people that have really got us to this point where a guy like Jeff can come into town, and it helps them see the potential because of, you know, those investments that have taken place up to this point. Because, you know, what I hope happens, you know, sometimes, you know, we look at the surrounding area and we say, wow, you know, we should be at this particular point, right? And I think sometimes the people that have gotten us to that point, whether it's, you know, you look at what Jim Acheson, you know, like one of the things James mentioned the other night, and he's absolutely 100% right, is that we would not be sitting here right now talking about this stuff if it had not been for, you know, Jim Acheson and Acheson Ventures, and really helping to, you know, turn some of these, you know, these areas and these buildings and these into something that is you know, plausible. And it's amazing, you know. And I guess I look at, you know, our park services in our town. You know, one of the other things that I think is really great is you look at Marysville Park, and I see the things that have happened down there with the Little League fields, and you know Randy Fernandez and Dan Damon, you know, really got behind, you know, because that is that in and of itself too, that'll draw people here.
You bet.
You know, I mean, I've got kids that, you know, have played sports, and I mean, you go to these other towns, you spend money, you stay at hotels, you go to restaurants, you enjoy the communities that you're in. That's a great thing. The parks in Port Huron, I drive by that park over by the Doubletree there sometimes when I'm, you know, heading out to, you know, maybe go do something else. And they invested the money in those glass backboards, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And the way that those the courts look, right? So they spent, you know, a little bit more money on some of those things, but people use it.
Oh, it's always busy. Yeah,
they
yeah.
use it.
Yep.
And there's nothing more, I think, fortifying than, like, to a neighborhood than, you know, getting people outside. You know,
right.
You meet your neighbors, you feel accountable for what's going on, and there's so much of that up and down the river that, yeah, I mean, this is an exciting...
It really is.
Exciting time. So, yeah, so tonight's going to be a lot of fun, and like I said, I give Keely a lot of credit. It was funny, I was on the phone with her yesterday, and we were talking about something unrelated, and she goes, man, I've worked on Emmy red carpet events, and I've not been as nervous as I am about, you know, tonight. And so that just tells you, though, how good it'll be. It'll be a fun night. And
wait a minute. Is there a red carpet tonight?
I don't. It's cocktail attire. My wife asked me. She said, what do I have to wear? And I feel like this was, you know, I was ahead of the game by knowing that that's what it was.
But, right.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be another a fun night. But there's a lot of great events coming up. You know, calendar is
for
just
sure.
crazy.
Yeah.
But all good stuff.
All right. A lot of fun. We'll see you at the Eddie Awards tonight.
Then. Yeah.
All right. Scott Shigley, General Manager of Radio First, an Eddie Award nominee.